When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was just yesterday that the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, clashed with the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, over claims that the power distributor violated a presidential directive to pay power producers according to an agreed schedule. Well, tonight, the NDC minority in Parliament is wading into the raging controversy at a time when across the country there is erratic power supply, leaving many businesses and homes without electricity and sleeping in darkness. The accused ECG of diverting funds are allocated to pay independent power producers. Now, more from the minority spokesperson on energy, John Junapo, shortly. But first, listen to the managing director of ECG, Samuel Dubik Mahama, and the executive secretary of the PURC, Dr. Ishmael Akka, as they clashed on this show yesterday.
As the regulator, if you are about to embark on a validation report, at least you need to have a word with the person you are validating. These things are becoming one too many, and they're a bit demoralizing.
You think the PRC is not being fair to you?
Yes.
It is ECG that gives us the data. So the first is ECG is the originator of the data. So you give me data, and the same data you gave me, I'm putting it out there. And I should come and call you for a meeting again to ask you what again, that this data, when you were giving me, you thought it was right or it was wrong.
What you say has not complied with the president's directive in a validation report. What are you trying to achieve?
The president directed PURC to revise the cash waterfall mechanism in July. That was done. All sector players accepted it. So if you are not going with according to the cash waterfall mechanism, then you are going against the directive of the president.
Again, that is also not true. ECG in December wrote a letter to the then Minister for Finance saying, looking at what is happening and the trends going on, there's going to be a shortage of fuel. Can the ministry support with X, Y, and Z amount in fuel? The minister complied and said, yes, I will give you that said amount. So make the requisite arrangements. ECG went ahead to make the requisite arrangements and procured the fuel. If they say we haven't complied, then I'm going to assume that because certain amounts of monies were used to buy fuel, that means they didn't receive exactly the amounts of monies that they were expecting. Not so.
And who was supposed to make up for that shortfall?
The Ministry of Finance is supposed to pay back that money to ECG. And then ECG then works, distributes it to whom? All the interested parties.
So you say this is not your fault, yes? You say, yes, there has been a shortfall, but it's not your fault.
Exactly my point. So if you make certain categorical statements that ECG has not complied with the president's directive. Now, fine. Speaking of the president's directive that we are talking about, if these are the answers, does it mean that we have negligently or willfully decided? Come on, let's be fair.
Evans, so the report says, so I'm not saying that you are to pay level A payment, and when you after paying the level A payment, what is left, this is the allocation ratio. If you don't go by that, you've defaulted. So that has to be established. Then we can discuss why you defaulted. So you can't say that I didn't default because finance minister asked me. No, first of all, you didn't go to school. You didn't. Then they ask you why, and you say, oh, maybe A, B, and C was the reason I couldn't go. So consistently, that payment has not been done.
And you had the MD of ECG, Samuel Dubik Mahama, and Executive Secretary of the PURC, Dr. Ishmael Akka. Today, the minority in Parliament, they are backing the position of the PURC. Listen to the spokesperson for the minority on energy, John Junapo.
It's been almost a year now, and we've been monitoring it. And I can confidently, but sadly, confirm to you that the current load shedding we are experiencing is not technical. It is financial. It's due to mismanagement. It's due to gross abuse of the cash waterfall mechanism and misapplication of the funds. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to page one of the report, and I'll show to you, the total amount of 820 million was received. 820 million. Indeed, government is supposed to top up an amount of 200 million. And you can see it here.
And that is the document there that the PLC published yesterday. That was a subject of some intense controversy. You had the MD of ECG and the Executive Secretary of PLC disagree and starkly on the issues there in that particular document. Thankfully, John Jinapol, who speaks for the Minority on Energy, joins us on the telephone line right now. Also joining me is Executive Director of the Institute for Energy Securities. Even before I hear from Mr. Jinapol, whose press conference we just played a bit there, I'm curious, Nana Moisi, on the subject, where you stand on that. We'll get his thoughts pretty shortly. But John, the last clip that I played of you at the press conference, you were quoting the part of the PRC report that talks about how much revenues came in and how much was allocated. But you were right, is it not, that the big part of this was the finance ministry also making up for the shortfall and paying that they haven't done so. It isn't the ECG's fault, is it?
No. That's a different matter. First of all, this cash waterfall mechanism report is as a result of the IMF program. The IMF, having validated the legacy debt, decided in consultation with government, and government accepted that all the debt should be consummated into the national accounting framework and treated under the domestic debt exchange. So going forward, no more losses. And so PRC is mandated to publish the validated payments every month. And if there's a shortfall, the Ministry of Finance will make up that shortfall. So first of all, the 820 million was not properly allocated. Not even the shortfall from the ministry. The 820, instead of paying level A, which is the IPP's 512, ECG paid 120. Instead of paying the level B, 307, ECG paid 162. So there was a deficit of more than 500 million. That cannot be accounted for. I listened to the ECG MD and the PURC boss yesterday. Yes, I couldn't participate, and you know why. I follow them keenly. ECG says they buy fuel. The first question, Evans, is it the duty of ECG to buy fuel? ECG is a distribution company. It's not a generation company.
But they explained that the system was about to suffer a significant loss because of lack of resources to do so. And so they stepped in. And finance minister said, go ahead, we'll reimburse.
Why would the finance minister do that outside the cash waterfall standing committee? And I heard them say there's a vice president who chairs it. There's a cash waterfall standing committee. There are allocations. If you make the allocations and there's a shortfall, such that fuel cannot be bought, then you go to the Ministry of Finance and say, look, having collected 820 million and having disbursed them in accordance with the cash waterfall mechanism, there's still a deficit emanating from fuel. The Ministry of Finance will then top up that money and you go and buy the fuel. But it's not a one-off. It is not a one-off where you say, look, this one, we can let it go. If you read the report, it says from August 2023, ECG has not complied with the cash waterfall mechanism.
Well, ECG disputes that. The managing director, I'm sure you heard him yesterday, dispute that strongly.
We are talking of the regulator. The regulator. He regulates ECG. The boss of the PLC regulates ECG. And they validate the payments. It's for a reason that we established at 805 to set up PLC to regulate ECG. And they said that validated. And they say the military itself, and like you are now saying, which is the next leg, since August, the military has not made up the payments. And so probably you are right. If the military had been making up those payments, this debt wouldn't have built up, compelling ECG to move away from the cash waterfall. My point is, if ECG has a problem, they should go to the cash waterfall standing committee and make a case so that it is validated there and then. Now, we don't know who took that $500 million. We don't know what parcels of fuel they bought. And that's why they claim that they bought parcels of fuel. Today, we are in load shedding because there's inadequate fuel in the system. And some of the plants are down because there's simply no fuel to run the plants. And so today, as I speak to you, there will be shedding load of 600 megawatts. Something is certainly not right. You are a consumer, Evers. What you want is electricity. They are paid with your taxpayers' money. It's their duty to fix their problems. We are not interested in their blame games. What you are interested is that somebody should call these two institutions and fix their challenge.
Who must do that?
The head of the economic management team. He chairs the cash waterfall mechanism. The vice president is the head of the economic management team. And all this boils down to the economy. Because with the compilation and piling up of this debt, most of which are denominated in US dollars, it means that every time the currency depreciates, the debt automatically shoots up. And it also compounds in terms of penalties and interest payments. Eventually, it will become contingent liability. It will crystallize. It will become part of the national debt. And all of a sudden, you will see your debt to GDP ballooning, leading to a downgrading of the economy and a downgrading of your currency. And then you come and tell the ordinary Ghanaian who are giving you money as loans and as bonds to take a haircut.
John, stay with me. You raise a subject that the ECG managing director addresses, which is you claim it's we are having the erratic power supply because of a shortfall in generation, as in we can buy fuel. He disputes that. But stay with me. I want to bring in the executive director at the IES, the Institute for Energy Security, Nanamwe. You see, so in the middle here, you're assessing the power sector independently. We are having the erratic power supply. PURC accuses ECG of violating the president's directive to comply with the principles around the cash waterfall system. ECG disputes that. The minority, of course, is taking the position that the PURC report is what it is. Where do you stand on this? What do you know?
Well, we also know. Good evening to you, Evans, and to your listeners. The indication we are picking is that for some time now, the cash waterfall system is not working as it should, and that the players within the value chain are not getting a fair, distribution of what they must also get from the sale of power. This is what we pick. But then we didn't have any data to prove that until yesterday. We had a PRC come up with something for us to consume and digest. From that, yes, we had a rift between the ECG and the PRC. This is not the first time. You remember events last 2 weeks, or last week when this dim sum intensified, the PRC said that this is due to inadequate fuel supply because of financial constraints. The ECG disputed that. We think that we got it to a point where the ECG and the PRC must reconcile their position in the interest of the country. Yes.
Okay, so when you say you reconcile their position, your position is that this is because are you saying the erratic power supply is because of ECG's inability to pay the producers what they are due from the cash waterfall?
It goes beyond that. Largely, what we are seeing, that erratic power supply, it's as a result of financial constraints in the sector, to the extent that it's difficult to pay fuel suppliers, or it becomes difficult to pay even the natural gas transporter workforce, for which reason, at a point in time, they have to shut their valve. But if you pay them, then we have a free flow of gas for power plants to work.
But now, let me ask, as we speak tonight, are any of the generators run by the independent power producers or all the other producers, is it down because of lack of gas, for example, which would directly be as a result of lack of funds to buy it? WAPCO's pipelines are flowing, aren't they?
Of course, they're flowing. Just don't talk about today or yesterday. From the beginning of this year to today, the whole system have not been able to produce more than 3,300 megawatts, be it from the IPP or the state-owned enterprise.
But why? Meanwhile, why is that?
It's still the same for the second screen. Look, yes, there are some plants down because of fuel. Other plants are down and are due for repair. You see, even power plants are like your car. If you don't get money and you don't change your filters, you don't change your fuel tank as it should, according to the plant maintenance schedule, at a point your car breaks down, you need to fix them and to bring them back. This is happening in the sector because people, the players are struggling to get enough of funds to retool their system to carry out routine plant maintenance. Today, what they are doing is corrective maintenance to come on stream. Other plants are also down because they are not getting enough of gas from end gas, and so they must have to resort to other locations, which is not available.
Nana, but the ECG boss disputes this, and John Jinapo also makes the same point. But both gentlemen, please listen to Dubik Mahama when I directly put that question to him. And Mr. Jinapo, you can then respond to his specific diagnosis of the current problem.
Issues going on. As I'm speaking to you, the Twin City plant in Takari is down for maintenance for I think about 20 something days, and we plowed through a few of the days. They are doing their best to come back on. So whenever that happens, that means you do not have a buffer. You have an exact amount of power that you are pumping into the system. Now, I don't want to speak for the other players because I don't want to make a mistake, let me put it that way. I think, for me, as the distributor, I need to start concentrating on distributing the right amount of power given to us and making sure our customers are comfortable. The right and proper channels of because whatever power is given to us at the bulk supply point is what we distribute. You understand that, right? So if ECG doesn't have the requisite amount of power at the DSP, it will not be able to distribute the power.
So you have a generation shortfall.
You don't have a generation problem.
So what is the problem? Why are we having the erratic power supply?
Wait. Even from the document that we started the conversation from, you have seen amounts of money that have been used to purchase liquid fuel. Okay? So it's not a generation problem.
So what is the problem?
I think the requisite roundtable should be had because I keep telling you it's a maintenance issue. It's a maintenance issue, but everybody seems to want to prefer doing so,
Except that, Dubik, last week when we had the conversation on PM Express, I asked you about the maintenance. You said the maintenance issues are done. You're done with the maintenance and you are assuring that going forward, the power supply will be stable.
Yes, and I just mentioned to you, let's say at the beginning of the evening, you are looking for a certain amount of power at peak, and you don't have a buffer. Whenever there's a shock or there's a disturbance in the system, somebody will have to suffer. But you do not have that in your contemplation.
Mm. So there's a disturbance in the system. I mean, Mr. Jinapo, that is the ECG's official explanation for the erratic power supply, as we speak. It's not because we don't have fuel, etc.
Look, Evans, whoever is close to the ECG MD, I would plead with that person to advise him to stop what he's doing. Transformers do not get overloaded overnight. That's one. Two, ECG by convention undertakes routine maintenance in the afternoon. They don't undertake routine maintenance in the night from 7 to 11. Three, routine maintenance means that you've planned. So you cannot be engaging in routine maintenance on a daily basis at the same time in the night. I have today's schedule. And you see, in this era of information communication, don't think that you can swindle people. Capacity available is 3,012 megawatts. peak demand is 3,663 megawatts. Export, CIE, that's Cote d'Ivoire, is reduced to 27 megawatts. Sonabel, Burkina Faso, 150 megawatts. CED, that's Togo, 54 megawatts. Load management, ECG, 600 megawatts. So from a generation point of view, today there's a deficit of 600 megawatts.
Because some plants are down for maintenance. That's his point.
And fuel. They don't have money to buy adequate fuel. Because they don't have distillate fuel. They don't have very heavy fuel oil. And then the gas. That's even something I want to deal with you at another time. Our gas production is declining. It's declined by 32% since 2017. So even the throughput in terms of the amount of gas is going down. Look, these are serious matters. And I'm begging Mr. De Vick, please don't do that. When you have a challenge, admit that there's a problem. Let's all help find solutions. But when you come and tell us that your transformers are overloaded, please, people are listening, people understand the sector. All transformers in ECG all of a sudden are overloaded and that your routine maintenance is done in the night. Please give us some modicum and some credit of intelligence when you are churning this kind of false information to it. It's not fair at all.
Nana Moisi, I'm curious. So why? What motivation? What would be the motive for lying to us all when the problems, from what you say, and Jinapotu confirms, is obvious?
Well, Evans, we are struggling to, catch the motive for saying that this is red for somebody to call it brown. At least there's some clear disparity between these two colors. And Evans, you know, these are questions that must be answered by GRECO and not ECG.
Yeah.
We don't know who is pushing ECG to answer these questions. It is a load given to you by the transmitter GRECO that you manage. If you think that you have deficits that cannot meet your peak demand, you shed load and you give your people a timetable. But to explain why we have deficits in load, it is for GRECO, the system operator, that must answer this question. Because whether to dispatch a plant or not, it's called on by GRECO. So GRECO is the one that can tell why this plant is not working, why plant B is being dispatched. They have the answers, not ECG. I don't know why ECG wants to show that all this blame and this concern. They must concern themselves with load management. Then GRECO must tell Ghanaians why we are not getting the load that we require. They understand what the plant goes through. Evans, this is glaring that since the beginning of the year, we've not been able to produce beyond 3,300 megawatts in any particular day. Meanwhile, peak demand is getting close to 3,700 megawatts. That's shortfall. That is what the ECG must manage so that we don't have a brown out or a black out. Because if the load from consumers is 3,000, and what the ECG can distribute to us is less than that, then ECG must set off that excess load. Simple. And so we are struggling to understand why the ECG will do all this thing. And like we posted on our Facebook page, 630 watts transformers. And like John said, did all the transformers get overloaded in one day? Well, it becomes the case that it means that the ECG also didn't plan, knowing very well that each year our electricity consumption grows by more than 6%. If you know this, then you should be in a position to plan for the next 10 years where your transformers will be, which one must be upgraded to absorb the load and all that. But they're also struggling. The ECG is struggling because they are also not getting enough to even undertake normal routine maintenance. And at a point, a line or a transformer has to trip because the system is getting weaker and it's not robust.
I mean, ECG must concern themselves with load management and stop this.
And John, you said earlier that somebody must call PURC, ECG and the other players together to resolve this. But Parliament can also do so, can't you? I mean, you can get the power players into a room, get a briefing, so we can get the true picture, at least on behalf of everybody else who may be sleeping in darkness tonight, who simply wants to know what the truth is so he can plan with their lives.
Certainly, Ivan, certainly. And thank you very much for that suggestion. I've already spoken to chairman of the Mines and now it's Energy Committee very soon. Because you know Mines has been hyped up.
Yes.
So Honorable Atachina is somebody I have so much respect for. I'm confident he will call or summon them and then they will get into the matter. Because that is why we are MPs. Our duty is to represent you, serve your interest. And you will start the process already. And thanks for reinforcing that point. If the executive will not do that, the legislature, we must do that. And I can assure you, we'll do that. But you see, finally, my advice to them. Look, everybody faces challenges in life. When we had this challenge, President Mama admitted that, look, we have a challenge. We are dealing with the generation issue. We are dealing with the fuel issue. We are dealing with the financial issue. That is life. You would always face challenges. But they should not shy away from admitting that there's a generation challenge so that all of us can address that. But if you're not well and you insist that you are well, how do we even help you find a solution?
Thank you very much, John Junapo, who is the spokesperson for the minority on energy. Also, Hedana Moisi, who is the executive director of the Institute for Energy Security. We'll also hear from some of you who have been speaking to us today as you've been experiencing Dumso in your areas. Well, the ECG says there's no Dumso, but you've been experiencing power outages in your areas over the period. And we've been asking you to tell us. The ECG yesterday told us that they have been publishing the schedule for the maintenance to govern the erratic power supply. So have you all seen it? Some of you have been talking to us about that.
There's no light here. So in that situation, you see,